Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week, where two times a week, but it's a show where four old guys talk about old games.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a special week. It's Original Flavor Monday. So
nope,
you're right. We do other shit on Monday.
Yep.
It's Original Flavor Wednesday.
Yep.
And that's where we play backwards on IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games. And this week we have arrived to number 8.
Whoa. Lucky number 8.
Super Mario Kart.
Wow, you're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I found out it was like Super Mario Kart, I was like, then we need to pull some special strings
and get
for this episode.
And get Sam of Megalixir here to record with us.
Yeah.
He didn't show
up. Nope.
We found these motherfuckers on the street, though.
But who we did bring
hasn't
been on in 60 to 70 episodes. Brandon Eves of Axelay fame.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
And of Tropical
and
Capricorn
of Tropical
fame.
Capricorn, oh, our closer fame.
I don't know what that is.
That makes it better.
And of course, of every Wednesday fame, Burger Bottom John Turley.
That's right.
Hey, John. You look really pleased that we remembered that.
Yo, dude, I'm so excited about it. But Josh isn't here, so I'm Burger Top right now, right? That's how it works, right?
You always Burger Bottom.
No, but I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And I knew since Brandon was coming in, I had it. That's not a pretty good job. I knew since Brandon was coming in to the show.
That's better.
There you go.
Racking my brains, like, what's a good story about Brandon and I that I haven't told or insinuated or would be actually okay to tell? Because there, I have like two that like are absolutely paywall material.
Yeah, I think like almost all of my Brandon stories are like paywall material.
Yeah, but I just remember one weird night in particular where Brandon was being a very good friend to me because he was there when I needed him one night. And we're in high school.
He was holding pornography up while you were jerking it.
Brandon, my
him.
Dick is so hard. He was like, I got you, man. I got you.
Just don't look me in the eye. It'll be okay. It'll be all right.
No, it was, we for a short time lived next door to each other in high school. Like my junior year, his senior year. And that was about the time my high school girlfriend and I broke up. We broke up twice. The first one being like my heartbreak as a kid, you know, super sorrow moment. I remember the night that we broke up, I immediately just like, when it was happening, I walked over to Brendan's house and went up like, you could get into his room. He had an entrance to the outside to his room. So I remember climbing up the back porch, coming into his room through the sliding glass door. And Brandon, I remember during the daytime, it was pretty normal. But at night, I remember Brandon's room was always like, he had these Christmas lights shaped like jalapenos. And those were strung all around his room. And that was like the only illumination to him just like sitting there listening to music at night.
And I'm sure there was a Black Light Sublime poster in there. But I'm sorry, continue.
And like girlfriend and I had broken. I need to find like a decent thing to call her as opposed to like ex-girlfriend.
Maybe not a decent thing.
Well.
But like just a regular thing.
Something
that sticks.
So like cum guns. Cum dumpster, something like that.
Let's just call her some dumpster.
Cum reflector, maybe, but not dumpster.
I'm waiting for the moment when he recognizes what you're telling. That's he right. I keep looking at him.
I don't know if he will or not.
Face.
Well, I mean, we're talking about.
I'm gonna point that out, but yes, we are.
Oh, so there's three things we can't say on this show.
Well, I'm gonna.
It's It's one of them.
I say, shitty thing. I don't want to name anybody by exact name.
Hey, you guys want to make sure this episode doesn't come out until Friday?
What are the other two things you can't say?
Go for it. I guess it's more than two.
Oh, maybe it's three more. Three other things.
Any racial slur.
Yeah.
Really.
But if you want to like delay this episode to come out to like Friday, just every now and then, like every 13 minutes, just say
okay.
So then I'll have to just listen to the whole episode meticulously and edit in those coin sounds.
So from now on, just reference her as stupid.
Two coins. That's two coins you just hit for the first time. You know when Mario hits the block over and over and over again?
But like, yeah, I remember I was crying and I went into Brandon's room and he was kind of surprised to see me because like very rarely did I just show up at, you know, even though we lived next door to each other, he usually came to my house because I had my basement room all to myself. So, but I remember I came in there and I was already like crying and broken and, you know, talking to him about it. And Brandon was giving me, you know, good advice, being a good friend. I remember like I had called her earlier and she rejected my call. And then finally when I was there, she called me back. I remember I just laid on Brandon's bed and he got to watch me basically reenact like the breakup scene from the movie Closer. If you've seen like, cause it's, Julia Roberts and what's his name? Children of Men.
Clive Henry.
Clive Owen.
Because they're breaking up and he's just like, did you fuck him? Well, yeah. Did you suck his dick? Did you swallow his cum? Did he go down on you? Like that whole like super gritty like actual shit that happens kind of situation. And I'm on the bed like crying and having this conversation with her. And Brandon's just like, I remember you're sitting in a computer chair just like, you don't really know what to do. But like just nodding supportively. And then when I finally get off the phone with her, I'm crying, very upset. And I ask you to like, just, you know, tell me something to get my mind off it. So at the time you had been dating, she was attractive, but her primary feature that she was known for was her vagina smelled terribly.
Oh, let's judge her now. I want to take 2 minutes to judge this girl.
So I was like, just tell me something to keep my mind off it. And Brandon very nicely told me a very long, elaborate story about driving home from her house and just like, because you have to keep your hand on the steering wheel. You can't put your hands elsewhere. But like the smell off his hands was like heat reflecting off a concrete road. Like it was just like distorting the air around him. It smelled so badly.
What's up, Brandon?
I will never forget that, actually.
Every time you see a mirage, you're like,
So it made me feel better. It was like, things could be worse.
What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. And man, that was a story, huh? I don't really have a good one like that. I was just going to say, I'm really happy. Like, I think this is the first time we've had like two former Apex employees as guest hosts on the show. I've talked about Apex on the show before. That's the kick-ass internet service provider we worked for.
Yes, it was the best fucking place.
I'd still work there now.
It was magical, yeah.
For the wage that I was paid then.
Yep. Have you told... I'm trying to remember. Have you told the sweet squirrel cum
story? Yeah, I told the sweet squirrel cum story. I was just going to talk about how... this is like a marriage of Tadpog things because I've got some of the Apex crew here and I talk about fucking Los Amigos and local Mexican restaurants all the time. So I'm going to tie that in too.
I went today.
Like, which one did you go to?
Southside.
Oh, fuck that noise.
It was not good.
You know?
I hate it all, but it was.
Yeah, oh, of course.
It wasn't fantastic.
I remember getting on the regular. Getting Los Amigos and our desks weren't together, so we would eat the Los Amigos on the floor, and man, there were a lot of pubes on that floor. Like there was like a ridiculous amount of pubes on the floor. I don't know. I mean, I know where they all came from, but but on the other hand, it's like, man, does no one fucking vacuum around here?
Especially the red ones.
Oh man!
So you know, you just eat around them. It's fine. Just eat around them. We could have gone to the break room, but then you wouldn't have all the pubes.
Oh, yeah, there was a break room. Forgot about that.
A break room that we trashed, Brandon. Yep. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, allegedly. Allegedly. when the company was sold and we were all laid off. Now that's the reason I know what's in a fire extinguisher. and I'm curious if they ever found that pizza that we threw up in the drop tile ceiling.
Any items that were left in the freezer up in the ceiling tiles.
Well, we were really into dirty work at the time, so
that's good.
But allegedly. I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That would be funny if that had happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, that's two things. I remember. Because you tell me that, like, you guys watched Dirty Work and then sabotaged your workplace. Then I also remember, like,
allegedly,
Brandon and I watching Gone in 60 Seconds. Or no, the first Need for Speed. Not Need for Speed. What's the fucking...
Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious. Watching that together. And then, like, us driving home, like, 100 miles an hour down the interstate.
Like everyone who left that movie theater. They're like, I could do that.
What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Oh, man.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. I told you I haven't been on in such a long time that I'm kind of nervous about.
Did we offend you? Is that why you haven't been on in a while?
Man, just hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm back.
It's super excited.
Nah, man. I'm ready to talk about some Mario Kart.
You have a Brandon story? I know a good Brandon story you could tell about when he first started working at Apex.
Mainly what I remember about Brandon from Apex was how much the man loved Journey. I mean, just really fucking loved Journey.
And still does.
Still does.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Man, out of the corner of my eye, I was like, something awesome's happening. Because she lifted up her sweater, and I looked, I was like, Journey t-shirt. Okay.
Brandon's girlfriend Amanda is joining us in studio. So for that way we're not just like laughing, like, yep, she's got on, she lifted up her sweater, and no one knows what we're talking about.
I explained it. Get off my back, Tyler.
It's funny, when I see that that Family Guy episode where they talk about Journey, have you seen that?
I have not.
There's a Family Guy episode where they're having karaoke in the Clam, the bar that they all hang out with, and everybody's bitching about the karaoke, and finally somebody gets up there and they start singing a Journey song. I can't remember which one. And they're all like, hey, is that Journey? Like, everybody in the town, like, there's a funeral going on, and they're carrying the casket. They're like, hey, is that Journey? Somebody playing Journey. And they just drop the casket. Everybody in the town starts to kind of flocking toward that. And every time I see that, I think of you.
Thank you.
My favorite psych out in basketball is still Steve Perry.
Steve Perry.
No more Journey psych outs.
I just remember thinking that it was kind of odd because I was like, he's younger than I am. I'm really surprised he's this into Journey. But no.
Yeah, that's all thanks to my dad. And he was really into the deep cuts, the pre
the Elmo shit, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it really annoyed me that I think it was like the OC or Laguna Beach or something where they played that song in the air and all these kids that age had never heard it before. The next day, it was like number one on iTunes. The most sang karaoke song.
Which one was Journey that? Hipster.
Don't Stop Believing.
You were a Journey hipster. Yeah. You were into it before it was cool.
Yeah, totally. Which
like
is weird.
That second time around.
Yeah.
Do you happen to have like your senior picture floating around somewhere?
We'll put it in the show notes.
Because that is still one of my favorite pictures like ever. That is such a good picture.
I've never seen it.
I've mentioned it. I tried to emulate it with my Dragon Ball Z stuff, but it wasn't happening.
Well, I mean,
did not have the same effect.
Yeah,
it was you and your Journey stuff.
It was me and my Journey stuff. I mean, just like
Journey memorabilia.
Same sort of nerdery for what it was all. It was like platinum records and like posters, oil paintings, and jerseys,
shit, man.
T-shirts. I mean, most of it.
The only thing
my
you
dad's.
Don't have is the arcade stand-up, pretty much. Right?
Not yet.
We're gonna get that for you. That's why we're having this episode. We're gonna raise enough money to get you to Journey Arcade.
I know where. It's I know where there's one for sale.
At the Nashville mm-hmm. one, it's for sale.
Galaxy.
They'd probably sell it. Everything's for sale.
No one ever plays this fucking game.
What a shit of being gone.
I tried for like 10 minutes to play it. And it was pretty terrible.
That's the one where they were all like South Park Canadian characters.
Yeah, because they just have like the body sprites and then like a black and white version of their head on their body. And each one is basically reenacting a different like classic video game.
You know, that was the first rock and roll band based video game.
It was?
Yeah, before the Aerosmith revolution.
Yeah, well, whatever
else.
What was Michael Jackson Genesis game?
Moonwalker.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
My dad very nearly bought me Genesis because of that. Very nearly.
Damn. Sorry, gross.
You mentioned Aerosmith, and it just made me sad.
Yeah.
It just made me sad. I was like, man, I remember when they didn't suck.
Yeah.
Well, no, John, this will make you feel better. They always suck. It's just we all thought they were great when we were in sixth grade.
Dream On's a good song.
No, Toys in the
Attic.
When
you're in sixth grade, it's great. Attic,
that album is good. Everything else is fucking shit.
Sorry. I don't know, man. When's the last time you listened to Toys in the Attic?
It's been a while.
Listen to it with some adult ears, man. I'm telling you. Listen to it with some adult ears and get back to us.
All right.
Brandon, do you have a story about yourself? Since we're just telling Brandon stories.
I didn't have one prepared. I didn't know what the theme was going to be.
You, buddy.
It's been a long time, so yeah. If you were here every week, then it'd be something different. But
no, I mean, I'm sure I've had several. But based on what? What's the theme?
Something that's funny.
Something that's funny.
Mildly offensive, maybe.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Amanda, can you give me any?
Every day.
Something that's mildly offensive.
or majorly, whichever.
I don't know, man.
Is there
Mario Kart?
Seems like a good jumping off point. Sure.
Do you remember that time that me and Nikki were locked up in my room and you had to listen to the Mr. Deeds opening title play on loop on the DVD, like over and over again? I remember like falling asleep with her with that playing, and then like you're in the next room, and I woke up and like I opened the door and like you were there. Like you were there. Like I opened the door, like no shirt on, you're like just there. You're like, can you turn that off, please?
I was trying to decide whether I wanted to go in and do it for about an hour.
You would have been fine. Everything would have been cool. We were just cuddling.
You guys threw like the best party I've ever been to, I think.
The 80s party?
Dude. Yeah. Dude.
So that's a good story, I guess.
Yeah, like
I think we've mentioned on the show, but we haven't like gone into great detail, maybe.
Yeah. Now, did you talk about the part towards the end when Brandon came out?
Talk about the sugar glaze.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's that, man.
Also, for Amanda who's here doesn't know, we threw an 80s party. It was really good. Everyone had amazing 80s costumes, and
especially Jacob.
We had like a sort of a video wall playing 80s music videos.
Yeah.
And during Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard, I emptied an entire bag of sugar all over the dance floor. And
slash our living room.
And
like an industrial bakery size bag of sugar. Not like a little bitty like.
It's the biggest bag of sugar I've ever fucking seen.
Where he got this bag of sugar, we don't know. There's not a Costco or a Sam's in Murray.
But no one was like, oh no. Everyone was like loving it.
Oh yeah.
And which was great. And then we also had some sugar poured out into a table to look like it was huge lines of Coke, since it was an 80s party. And I remember
our
friend Kyle doing it as a goof and then immediately puking in the back.
That's how good a party is. And like, I didn't even know that happened. Like, shit happened in our apartment that I don't fucking know about.
And then it was also a really muddy night. So the next day like this weird mixture of mud and sugar. And
Ayn was eating it all.
That floor. I've never seen a floor so wrecked in my life.
But it was a good night.
Oh, it was awesome. It was fun. Mm.
Mario Kart. We talked about Mario Kart.
Why not?
It's been our good like 20 minutes of just talking random shit first.
We got to make this really good. Like, I don't want to put like a whole lot of pressure on us, but we got to make this really good for Sam.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, Sam.
Not just Sam, but like of fans have been like, I was on the Final Fantasy football group and everybody was just going on and on about Mario Kart today. So everybody was pumped.
It's awesome. It's an awesome game. I think that's why.
It is.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Find the show on iTunes.
Hope you enjoyed our Mario Kart episode. It was pretty good.
Dave, do you hear that?
No. Like a slight humming. What's like a helicopter or something?
Probably.
From the helicopter store?
Probably. Yeah.
The black helicopters.
No, from the black helicopter store. I can make a Ferguson joke, but I'm not gonna. But I think I just did.
Timely.
Yeah. So when you're listening to this 3 years in the future, hey, remember Ferguson?
Not the little brother from Clarissa Explains It All, the other Ferguson.
Wow.
No, I was talking about Clarissa Explains It All. What is this other thing?
So now I'm just trying to think of other famous Fergusons.
Good luck.
And that's yeah. there's a
you named kind of one. Yeah.
There's a rock called Fergusonite. I found that out today. So there's that. Just rocks and redheaded children.
Somebody sent me a picture of a pile of bricks and said gift certificates to be used for any store in Ferguson. Oh.
I wish I think it would have been really funny if it would have been like someone sent me a photo of bricks. hard stop. No, I don't hear that. What is it? What is it, Tyler?
Pour some sugar on me. Bow, bow, bow,
bow. I'm surprised you know that.
Yeah.
Is that the 80s?
I know it for two reasons. One, what you did. Two, that is the same girlfriend we were talking about earlier decided, I don't know, I guess she must have watched some movie or a friend told her, like, lap dances are really cool. So she debated, like, she wanted to give me a lap dance, and she spent, like, several weeks trying to figure out the perfect song she wanted to use. And that's the one she decided on. So I've never told that story before because it was not a memorable experience. Is this that chick who was from,
like, Lexington or something? She was kind of hot, but she was kind of skanky, too?
How is this not a memorable
experience? I know who
experience?
You're talking about and no.
Okay.
I'm talking about, I don't know how to bleep it out, Trisha again. So. Oh, okay. You're thinking of Jewel.
Yeah.
Is that's the Def Leppard train. I hear that. I hear that.
That's the Tyler gets lap dances, but really just thinking about Dave reading from Wikipedia train.
Oh, well, fuck. Yeah. I totally misread that.
I know what gets me going. It's fine. I'm there. I'm making it work.
All right, guys. Super Mario Kart. Or as it's known in Japan, Super Mario Kart.
Hey.
Is a 1992 go-kart racing video game developed by Nintendo EAD for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Guess what? It is the first game of the Mario Kart series. It came out in...
I read that.
1992, and came out in some other countries. That's fine. It sold a lot. It sold 9 million copies worldwide. The game went on to become the third best-selling Super Nintendo game of all time.
Wow.
That's it. I mean, then it goes into stuff we're going to talk about.
I just got to wonder, like, who came up with this? Who were just, like, suddenly got this idea to... Because it's so out of left field, even for, like, Mario. Like, I feel like this is, like, kind of like a first of its kind. I don't remember anything like this before. Like, yeah, there were a lot of simulation racing games. Yeah, there were a lot of, like... little like toy racers, but nothing like this. Nothing that had this kind of scope and options and callbacks to other familiar things. Like, I feel like it's a big deal because it was so different in every way that works.
What year was it?
I just read it. I 92. Don't remember. Oh. I think it was 90. Yeah.
92.
92. Unless you're in Europe, then it was 93.
Poor Europe.
I know. I feel really bad for them. Why do you ask?
I was just trying to remember. That time in my life.
So, like, has everyone here played Mario Kart?
Man, this is the only a testament to how good it is. This is the only racing game I have ever played, start to finish, every course, every track, every racer. This is the only one.
Yeah,
and I hate racing games.
I know you do. That's kind of amazing.
I remember playing it with you, and I was thinking about that when you told me this was going to be the show. And I remember thinking, Tyler doesn't like racing games. Did I play it with him? Yeah, I did.
I was really nervous, honestly, because I was like, man, Tyler is not going to like this game, and everyone's going to be mad at us.
And the podcast will have to end.
Like, I feel like this is the one, like, even if we don't like this game, we totally lie about it. Otherwise, we lose everybody who's listening.
I had never played it up until today. So
you played it though?
Yeah, no, it's fucking fun. I can definitely see what all the fuss is about. It's funny though. I played RC Pro-Am.
Oh yeah,
on the original Nintendo, dude. And RC Pro-Am, I had forgotten about it until just now. I was thinking about it, and I was like, RC Pro-Am had a vague similarity in that you could get rockets.
Yeah, there were projectiles.
You could get projectiles, and you could blow up the little radio control cars that were in front of you and pass them and everything. And there were oil slicks, and there were environmental variables that you had to deal with that in some way, mm-hmm. I think, are kind of similar. But, I mean, it wasn't free sort of, you know. It was similar, but the camera angle was locked.
Okay.
I guess it's locked in Mario Kart 2. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't seem
that
way.
Wasn't that cheating-ass yellow car that would just shoot out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. Wow, yeah. Fuck that guy. Man, you just brought back some shit. But yeah, that's really all I can compare it to that's anywhere close to this time frame. All the other racing games that I've played were more like, you know, PlayStation 2 era Gran Turismos and stuff like that.
Yeah, what else was out on the Super Nintendo like that? They had F-Zero was like the first game.
F-Zero, so yeah.
But there was nothing in this level of like I don't know what to call it.
I mean, Rock and Roll Racing kind of controlled similarly, but it wasn't the same at all.
Yeah, because the camera was different and the controls were completely different. This was like, I remember a friend down the street had this game, and this was one that, like, his dad became addicted. Like, I mean, he played this game. Like, he did the whole thing where he was trying to beat times and stuff like that. And, like, he took my friend's Nintendo Power to, like, look at people's best times and be like, I can beat that. And then he would sit down for, like, 6 hours and then beat the time. And we'd be sitting there and be like, that's awesome. Can we play now?
So the racing was not... I mean, I did the racing, but it was not my favorite part of the game, like, at all. Because I remember what you and I did, Brandon, was the competitive, like, you have the three balloons above your head.
Battle mode, like
a hexagon or something like that, and just hunting each other down with turtle shells.
Yeah.
That was why I loved the game. The racing could have been taken out completely. I would have been fine with battle mode.
I don't think they've done a battle mode, like, that well since the Super Nintendo. Like, I think, like the... The basic battle mode in the Super Nintendo version of Mario Kart is fucking where it's at. Those three balloons, when I saw those three balloons circling around the driver, it just felt so fucking right. Like, I mean, that was such a good feeling because it was like, all right, let's do this shit. And it was fun playing with John because John had never played before. So it was really easy to win.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate that.
I was just thinking, there's still times where I'll run over something accidentally on a road, and I'll do that.
When you spin out uncontrollably, you're like, yep, that's what it's like.
Who is everybody's main? Who's your racer of choice?
I would usually go with Toad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
Dave was, yeah. I went with Yoshi. I actually liked Yoshi a lot. Yeah, I started out with Luigi, but... Yoshi's superior, I think.
I did Bowser. I really enjoyed Bowser.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I played with Bowser a little bit, too. It always just bugged me because, like, he's got, like, one of the lowest accelerations, right? But, like, his top speed's
he's
really
got
good.
A low acceleration, but, like, the high top speed,
right.
Good cornering, and he can fucking knock people the fuck out of the way.
Yeah,
man.
Make him spin out.
Cornering is so important in the actual racing part.
So think, because this one doesn't have drifting. Drifting doesn't come in until like 64.
It doesn't like, I guess technically have drifting, but you like, when you use the RNL to jump your cart, mm-hmm. like you can totally use that to fucking drift.
Okay.
Because that's how I take every corner. Like I don't slow down for any fucking corner. I just jump and then... slide into the rest of that corner.
That was, yeah, I wish you'd told me about that.
Nope.
That's a nice little secret you had in your back pocket.
That's Super Mario Kart Hard Knocks, man. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, this is the first time I've ever played this. Fucking Dave is smoking my ass with fucking homing turtle shells and oil slicks or bananas.
The blue friendship ender, yeah.
Just all kinds of shit. I'm just like, damn, man. He's like, there are no friends in Mario Kart.
It's true.
It was fun, though. It was fun.
It was honestly a lot of fun. Like, it was a really cool experience explaining Mario Kart to somebody because it was like... it was one of those things where it's like, this doesn't happen every fucking day. Like, you can't just be like, all right, a red turtle shell will home in on one of the carts in front of you. And it's like, John would be like, oh, okay, cool. And it would be like completely genuine. It was like, he's not fucking with me. Like, he doesn't know what the red turtle shell does. And that's awesome.
No, I didn't. I have to say, in the racing, the actual racing part of it, I think I did better with Luigi, though. And I think it's because he wasn't quite as fast, but he cornered better. Mm-hmm. Then Yoshi was really fast, but man, trying to go around some corners with him was pretty ugly.
Can we talk about Donkey Kong Jr.? Why the fuck is he in this game? What's up with that? Did anyone ever play as Donkey Kong Jr.?
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
So it was, there's a reason. He's just fucking awful.
Memorable. Like, what, even in, like, every time, if you're whatever racer you're not, they don't have to pick up, you know, random items to drop. They only have one item that they'll use the whole time.
Right.
And Donkey Kong Jr.'s is okay. Just like
fucking banana peel. A lot of them, too.
Of course, I remember that. Yeah.
And it was always like, and like he could throw the banana peel like all the way across the course. Cause like there have been like so many times where like I've been about to cross the finish line and Donkey Kong Jr. is like in sixth place. And then all of a sudden I see a banana peel like just fly through the sky and like land right in front of me. Spin out. Oh, well, looks like I'm looking at a second place.
I always hit my own. I always hit my own banana peel anytime I drop one. Cause I guess I drop it on the path that I'm driving and I usually don't deviate that much from the path I'm on. So next lap.
There it is.
Yep.
And there's always that realization where you're coming around the corner and you're like, I should really do this differently than I do every time. And no. Mm-mm. There was you talking about hitting your own banana peel made me think about battle mode, where it's you really, most of the balloon pops, I think, were from our own turtle shells. Like I've got in my notes, verbatim, I've got battle mode equals lots of giggles. Because it's like, I can't remember a game that we played that I've played recently where it's just been like a steady stream of like giggles and swear words. And it's like my mom came over for Thanksgiving, right? And so like she's in the room and John's like trying not to swear around my mom. So like shit got really funny for like a little bit because it's like, oh, shoot.
And it man, was like, crap. Oh,
dang it.
I eventually had to turn to Dave's mom and tell her, look, when I call him a son of a bitch, it's no detriment. Like, I am not trying to.
When I call him a motherfucker, I am not making any insinuations.
Not all. It's just that he's killing me on this game.
Ma'am, I apologize.
It really made me feel like
you gotta go Hank Hill. Go Hank Hill with it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was wondering, I never knew like exactly what their stats were growing up. So, research before we did the show, like, apparently the best racer, according to the numbers, is the Koopa Troopa.
Oh, yeah.
The random-ass character.
I used to play as him as a kid a lot.
Although, like, he just looks weird to me.
Because he's
like,
flesh-colored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like, like a polished dick with no head. Just driving a cart. But apparently, like, by the stats, like, he's the best one.
Who's second best, you know?
Luigi is apparently really up high
there you
up
go,
there.
John.
I can see that.
So... like Mario's middle of the road. Mm-hmm. Like Luigi has better power ups apparently, and has a little higher speed.
Okay.
Toad is also good, but his only negative is he's too light.
Yeah.
So he can spin out and get flipped easily.
Hmm.
But you guys.
Yeah.
Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road.
Fucking Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road.
I hated. I remember like the first time I saw it, I was like, oh man, this is gonna be awesome. Nope. Then I realized like, oh, it's like the same way I bowl. Like I rely on those bumpers a lot. Take them away and I suck.
John, Rainbow Road doesn't have any rails on the side. So it's kind of like how they have
I never played it.
The ghost tracks where they have some half of it doesn't have rails. It's like that, but the whole damn thing.
Those are tough.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine an entire course with no rails.
Because the Ghost House Love tracks, I like those.
Uh-huh.
I didn't particularly like the Choco Island tracks. I didn't really like Bowser's Castle.
Bowser's Castle is too squared off. Like everything's... a 90 fucking degree mm-hmm. turn.
See, I really like Bowser's Castle tracks because the fucking shortcuts. It seemed like Bowser's and the ghost houses always had, like, if you had a feather power up, you could, like, just move yourself up three rankings, like, just automatically if you happen to get, like, a feather, that you could jump a wall or jump over some lava or something like that.
The only thing I liked about Rainbow Road was, like, just being able to, like, if you could see the track below you, then trying to fall off just right and land on the track below
you. Oh, yeah.
Like, you can do it, but I remember I died way more times trying to do it.
Hey, I have a little trivia question. You guys are totally going to know this, though. What's the name of the little fishing cloud guy that would pull you up?
Lakitu.
Fuck, I knew it. You know that.
And I love him. Hey, can you guys tell me if there's any way to go in reverse in this game? Because, like, I've played so many Mario Kart since the Super Nintendo version where it's like I kept, like, when I would bump into a wall, I'd be like, surely there's a way to go to, like, reverse. Surely there's a way to go, like, trying all the buttons, but it's like, I guess not. I guess we just, like, take the long way around.
Yeah.
I don't know that, really. I don't think I've played another Mario Kart. Like, whenever I heard the Wii U, was like, Mario Kart 8? What the fuck? Are you serious? There have been 8 more? I owned one of them because my dad, from, like, where he would flip cars, mm-hmm. he got one, brought it home, cleaned it out. And he's like, oh, here, I found this, and threw me a Mario Kart DS game. I was awesome. Like, oh, awesome. And I put it in my collection, and I never touched it again. But, hey, free game. But it really, like, I guess I got my fill for the most part on kart racing from this.
I think it's the best. I really do. Like, and I'm not just saying that, like, with nostalgia glasses. Like, I think this is the best version of the game. Like, they released some versions of this game that I think were total bullshit. And then I haven't played 8 yet, unfortunately, but I played 7 on the 3DS. And it felt like they were getting, like, back to the roots a little bit. And it's not a whole lot of, like, I think in the it might have been the Game Boy Color version, there was, like, an exploit where you could, like, slide through the whole course. Like, there was a maneuver you could do that made you super fast, and you could do mm-hmm. that. Like, if you practice it, you could just do it the whole way. So it was just, like, you could finish the track in no time. Anyone who could do that trick could pull it off.
Yeah, that sounds
so funny. It felt shitty to me.
I thought about getting Mario Kart 8 because everybody was really coming about how amazing this game was. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's not a whole lot for the Wii U at that point. So I was really going to get it until I read the reviews about, like, how awful the battle mode is.
Oh, really?
Then I was like, nope, I'll wait to some Christmas in the future. I'm not going to worry about it now.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, it's kind of a deal breaker because that was fun, man. That was a blast. Mm. Yeah, battle mode. The only thing I wish, like, control wise, I wish there was a reverse would be nice, but
there might be one.
Well, maybe there is. I couldn't fucking find it either. So if there is one, it's a combination or something.
But I remember there being one, but I was drunk as a kid a lot. So
I've played several other racing games, and I wish there was an e-brake. Like a way you could pull the e-brake and cut a harder turn.
Yeah.
You know, like, because there are some parts where there's like a 180 degree turn, like there's a wall and you've got to just come down this way and then go back the
gotta
exact
do that,
same direction.
Got to do that jump, dog. Got to do that
yeah,
jump.
Yeah, I didn't know about the jump.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right. I didn't tell you about the jump.
So I could see that, but I got so accustomed to being able to do that in a lot of other racing games where you come down to, oh, this is more than I can do without getting out, so just pull the e-brake and just slide it around and then go. That would have been awesome in this game.
Your racing game experience, like, paid off. Because, like, when we first started playing, we started in regular just race cup mode, 50cc, and Mushroom Cup, and classic, real classic. And I was like, damn, John's pretty fucking good at this game. And I was like, I thought you said you never played this game before. And apparently you've played a lot of fucking racing games.
A few, yeah. Mostly just a lot of Gran Turismo 3 and RC Pro-Am, which I realize are way, like, there's a huge disparity.
Well, sure, there's still a fundamental skill set there.
In either of those games, does ever a turtle wearing glasses ride in on a cloud and pull you out of a pond with a fishing pole?
No.
Only Gran Turismo 4.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe that game has a chance.
Damage. I think that was the two things that it had.
Wait, shell damage or
car damage? Yeah,
oh, okay, great, yeah. Sounds good.
My favorite was launching the shell from the Ferrari GT 460.
That's a fucking DLC pack. Like, I would buy that racing game just for that. Like, if they had a DLC pack where it's like, I don't know, you shoot turtle shells out of it. All right, here's my $5. Hook me up.
It's so funny because Corey Cagle is like the last person I would ever expect. He's a guy that we worked with at Apex, and Brandon knows him. And he's like so not a sports guy. Never like had no interest in racing games, but man, Gran Turismo 3 got its fucking claws in him. He could not stop playing that game.
But racing's not a sport.
Well,
let's argue about that for 30 minutes.
I feel like he keep trampling on Brandon because I'll see him out of the corner of my eye, like lean forward and open up, and then somebody else keep talking. And he'll lean back out.
Oh,
lean
forward, just jump in there,
and then lean back out.
Jump in there.
No.
You got some more old school RC Pro-Am shit to lay on me? Because that was impressive.
I was going to say, I think it's worth mentioning that you had to collect the words to spell the letters to spell out the word Nintendo for each race. And so if you missed one, it was really frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that was in the Super. Was that?
That was RC Pro-Am.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought the same thing.
I was getting really confused.
No, I want you to play
I've never played RC Pro-Am.
I want you to play some RC Pro-Am.
We should play it.
I'm relatively sure it's up there. So we can break that out later.
I was hoping you guys were actually going to have Super Mario Kart 8 because it's really fun. I played the arcade version in Tokyo. Was walking around trying to find the red light district. Ended up in Akihabara. Found like the Sega center or whatever.
You did better.
I did better. And they have it there, and it's the like four linked machines, and I can't figure out what it's saying. It took 30 minutes for me to figure out how it's actually a race, and then it takes a picture of your face and puts your face on the cart. And you're driving around. It's amazing. So I was Toadstool, and I had a little mushroom hat on my head. Fucking awesome. And then I played with 30 seconds lost, and then it was like, that's it. Bye.
I'm very jealous you got to just go to Tokyo for work and just / work and vacation.
There's a place there in Akihabara called Super Potato, and it's a retro gaming arcade and store. And they have, I mean, you guys would have fucking lost your minds. It was so crazy. Hopefully we can all go there together one day.
I'd love it. Let's
Did
do
you
it.
Go to that Final Fantasy restaurant?
I tried to go to the Final Fantasy Cafe. It was opening night, and I went on my own thinking I could get in just for being Gaijin. And
Super Mario, come in.
I was like, hello, I'd like to go there. And they're like, no, sold out. Come back tomorrow. They're like, oh, yeah. It's like, I'll never get in this fucking place.
I love that. Like, that's so awesome that, like, if a Final Fantasy Cafe, like, opened down the street, like, you'd have no problem getting in. Yeah. But a Final Fantasy Cafe opens up in Japan, and it's like, we're going to be sold out for a long time.
And it looked really well done.
Yeah.
Really, really.
I remember you sent me the link with, like, their menu and shit like that. Yeah. It, like, looked like...
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It was high-end food with, like, just a Final Fantasy theme. Yeah. I was really, really impressed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We can open up... That's what we'll do. We'll just open up a Final Fantasy Cafe here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
We can drive off 10 people. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
This is a good spot for it, I think.
We just turned my garage into a Final Fantasy Cafe.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is already.
This is true. Oh, shit.
So what? I don't actually remember beating this game. I remember Rainbow Road. Maybe I just never beat it. Maybe I got so frustrated playing that level. With
Rainbow Road, like, especially like Star Cup, Rainbow Road, fucking forget about it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay.
I never beat it. I never did. Like, because it goes 50cc and 100cc. You can choose that from the beginning. And then, like, I think if you beat all cups on 100cc, it opens up 150.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what happens when you beat 150 because I never fucking did because I was a kid and it was hard.
Is that just like track? Is that just like the length of the course or what is the cc?
That's the speed.
It's the speed.
Okay.
Yeah. And
it was like grown man, adult, hard. And I was a kid. I never fucking beat that.
My friend's dad probably did. That guy had a problem.
Who was the guy? Who was it that was talking about their dad was like seriously addicted to Mario Brothers?
Josh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can remember.
John, did you ever play Dirt Tracks FX for the Super Nintendo?
I never had a Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's right. So I've asked these guys to review it, but they won't play it. We'll start a
roll. Oh, yeah, dude. Sure. No. Man.
You guys should start your
asked for the LSD simulator on your 5-star review. You should have put that in there.
I did ask for that. Have you guys been able to acquire that?
Nope.
We found a video on YouTube that we watched.
Looks nuts.
But no, I think you guys need to play. I think you need to do a special Monday episode on RC Pro-Am, because I think that RC Pro-Am is a great gateway drug for racing games.
Yeah.
And Jason has requested that, actually. That was like when he
really
okay. Like when I first was telling him about this, like, have you done RC Pro-Am yet? Are you gonna do that game?
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And there's power-ups and stuff like that in it. Not to the point that Mario Kart is.
See, I love the power-ups in Mario Kart. Like, that fucking, like, makes the game.
Like, but there are, like, the sections of the track that, you know, really will make you go super fast. There's oil slicks. There's, you know, there's a lot of environmental variables that you can use in the game or have to avoid in the game. So it's not just like a straight racing sim where it's like you're on a racetrack, see how fucking fast you can go.
It gets really hard, too.
It does, man. The difficulty level is just spikes about halfway through, but it's fun. But yeah.
What was your favorite power-up in Mario Kart?
The homing turtle shell.
The red shell?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Red shell?
Maybe the lightning bolt, the shrieking power.
Lightning bolt's pretty badass.
He hit me with that, and that was sick, yeah.
I really like the Boo, which I think you only get in battle mode. Because
I don't remember getting that.
Because you get the Boo, and when you use it, you become invisible, and you steal whatever power-up your opponent has.
Right. Yeah, this motherfucker right here did that shit to me when I had one of the red homing shells.
Yeah, and it's like it's totally like OP when you're playing on a Super Nintendo, because it's like all you have to do is like look at the other side of the screen and be like, oh, yeah, I want that. Boo.
I would like to have seen John experiencing these things for the first time. Like,
it was fucking beautiful, man. It was beautiful. And it was like on like several of the courses, he was like, how do I jump over this thing? It was like, oh, man, I fucking love this, dude. Because this is like you are like a Mario Kart virgin. And this is like a gift that is not given often at all.
I feel like I need to talk about when it comes to Nintendo kart racing, there's like the Democratic-Republican split between people who are into Mario Kart and people who are into Diddy Kong Racing.
I've never played Diddy Kong Racing. Never played it. See, so I can't really weigh in.
Neither have I. But
I don't have any desire. I never got into any of the Donkey Kong games.
That was on Super Nintendo?
I think the first one was on 64.
64, I think.
Yeah.
Mario
never
but like people I've seen like on the internet fucking debates and people going back and forth, people love one and hate the other,
based
like
off
it's
a Mario Kart thing. Yeah.
It's weird that Nintendo would split the market like that, right? I mean, doesn't it feel like odd? They'd be like, yeah, I feel like we're doing pretty well, let's compete with ourselves.
I guess Rare had enough clout back then where they could be like, fuck it, we want to do this now, we're Rare, we shit gold bricks, so do what we want.
Gold bananas.
Gold banana. That's an image. Now I'm just thinking of someone actually shitting a gold banana.
Don't think
I bet
that.
I can find that on the internet in the show notes.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe it might take you a little while to find a golden one.
I'll just have to reverse the gif of the banana going into the ass. That's our link.
Did anybody here play Super Monkey Ball?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody remember mm-hmm. that? Okay. They had a racing module in Super Monkey Ball. And for the longest time, that's like all me and a couple of my friends would play, was the Super Monkey Ball racing. Like they had like Super Monkey Ball tennis and Super Monkey Ball, like several different things. But the racing, man, the racing was so much fun. And it sort of reminds me of this, like, you know, in that.
It's hectic, right? I mean, it's like just chaos.
Yes.
Just madness. That's like one of the best. I love that about Mario Kart. It is just fucking madness. It's like the lightning bolt power up you were talking about. Like, I mean, you get that, and it's like, guess what, fuckers? I just went from eighth to first in the last lap. So,
and all the tracks are like very vibrant and like, you know, entertaining. And you're hearing everyone's constantly getting power up or something. So it's constantly crazy noises.
You'll see shit zoom by you. Yeah,
that's what makes it so fun.
Money Mole pops out of the ground and attaches to your cart.
Oh man.
in the battle mode, in the battle mode, when you would see a green turtle shell like just miss you, it was just like that moment of that was close. He's right fucking behind me.
And then there's the other side of that coin when you like make the stupid decision to drive down the corridor that has like five ricocheting green shells.
Oh, yeah.
Like as I'm driving through it, I'm like, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea.
That's something else. Those turtle shells, the green turtle shells will ricochet off any barrier.
Forever.
And apparently, yeah, they're infinite, right? They never go away. Like we played a battle mode a map for fucking ever, man. I mean, like that shit went on for like 10 minutes. And there were so many green turtle shells bouncing everywhere.
We found out that eventually the power-ups do refresh.
Yeah.
Because when you drive over, you have to drive over the question block in order to pick up a power-up. And then they don't refresh until all of them have been grabbed, and then they all come back. Because we spent maybe a minute driving around just looking for power-ups because we were both like not able to kill each other for the longest time. Yeah.
It's okay, Brad. You go pee. Okay. Did Sam call in with a Mario Kart call?
He said
he was afraid.
He said he wasn't gonna because he was worried it was gonna be a 45-minute call. To which I said, "That's great. I can take the night off. Just call in. I'll come in.
Hit play.
Set this on the soundboard. Hit play, and then go do something else."
So, what does Sam do in Megalixir? Is he the vocalist? Is he? Or what is
I don't know how their formula works.
Okay. I don't either.
Yeah, like
I don't know who plays what. I feel like that's something that we probably should have asked them when we saw them. Because I have no idea.
So tell me exactly what you do here.
What is it you'd say you do here, John? No, I don't see any recent calls. So unfortunately, we didn't hear from Sam. I hope we did. Like, I hope we're doing a good enough job for him, though.
Yeah, for you know, a lot of people. All right, so this game.
No, just Sam.
Just Sam. That's who we care about. So this game is eighth on the list.
Uh huh.
Do you think that is appropriate? Where do you think Super Mario Kart should fall on the top 100?
Definitely in the top 10. Yeah. Like it definitely belongs in the top 10. But I am probably going to be a bastard from here on out, where I'm going to like start comparing. Well, I don't think this is really as good as Mario Kart. Like, so I think Mario Kart probably I'd put it maybe four.
Four, yeah. I mean,
maybe four. I really like Mario Kart.
I don't know anybody that's just like, man, Mario Kart, fuck no. That. Like, I fucking hate racing games, and I played the shit out of this. Yeah. So, that's been enough. Play it. Do it.
No,
go get a copy.
It's very, very fun. Yeah, I want to play it some more, honestly.
When I was playing it, that's what Meg was watching me, and she's like, this looks really fun.
Yeah. I think it's pretty universally adored, which is why we need to play the new one together.
I agree.
I'll have it come Christmas, so come back. All right. We'll do it then.
Alrighty.
You guys have any achievements?
I got a couple.
Okay.
I got a couple. Brandon, you're digging around in your pockets. You got something?
I'm looking for Matthew. Go ahead.
I've got, first one's called Lapdog. In order to unlock a Lapdog, you need to lap someone as Princess Peach. Maybe Toadstool. I don't know what she's dubbed.
She's Princess, I think.
Princess.
Yeah.
You have to lap someone as Princess. You unlock Lapdog. And my second achievement is Thunderstruck. In order to unlock Thunderstruck, you have to get the Lightning Bolt power up. When you're in eighth place, use it and finish in first.
I like it. That's good. John, anything?
No.
Nothing off the top of your head.
Something about balloons, battle mode, balloons.
And, I was trying to think of something while you were talking, but no.
I could do mine. You guys can keep thinking then.
All right.
Because my first one is Irony. And you unlock Irony by making DK spin out with a banana.
Okay.
See, the second one being cannibalism, and you unlock cannibalism whenever you win a race with Toad by eating a mushroom.
Mm.
And the last one being Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, and that is during the course of a race, you use the lightning bolt power up and you run over every other racer.
Nice. So you could get Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum and Thunderstruck in the same game.
Same one, yeah. Be pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. John, what'd you come up with?
Not much,
All right. What? How do you unlock that?
Hey, hold on.
All right. Let's workshop one.
Oh, no, let's not. I was just going to see, like, do you know what CC stands for?
Nope.
No, I actually don't.
Seriously?
They measure.
That's an achievement. It's called being a real racing game.
Being a man.
Well, don't they measure breast implants and CCs as well?
Brandon, what's CC stand for?
Closed caption.
You got 50cc, and then you got 100cc, and you unlock 150cc.
Cutting crew?
None of us know. John, what is it?
Cubic centimeter.
Oh, okay.
That still means nothing. That's
to me.
The displacement of the engine. It's measured in cubic centimeters. That's why 100cc is bigger, and 150cc is three times bigger.
So you measure torque in cc's.
You measure displacement.
Man, I just used some words that I've never used before. In the same sentence.
You measure torque in foot pounds.
Oh, okay, foot pounds.
Foot pounds. That's right. You could just make shit up. We'd be like,
sounds
okay,
like I'm making shit up, doesn't it?
Foot pounds. I don't even understand that one. Mm-mm.
Is that a currency?
How many pounds of pressure your foot can do when you kick something? It's foot pounds?
Pretty much. I think all right. It's the same
we got
thing.
It. We understand
got
that.
It. Yeah.
I can do racing.
That's the closest thing to an achievement I got. I don't know.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We learned something today.
Brandon, you got any achievements?
No.
I thought you were looking something up.
I was looking up to see if there were any sort of little Easter egg things. There's some really cool ones.
What are they?
Yeah.
One is invincibility music. If you pause the game, the second a player who was invincible is no longer invincible, the invincibility music will play the rest of the race.
Nice.
So I think it was a pretty cool. good track.
Easter egg or design flaw? You be the judge.
Yeah. There's some good stuff. Show notes.
Yeah, let's put them in the show notes. I'd love for you to read them, honestly.
All right, let's see.
I want to know what they are. I can't wait till the show notes are done. Because I can't think of many secrets in the game that I know.
I didn't know.
Except for a shortcut, a shortcut or two here or there.
To race against a ghost, choose any circuit, then drive around the track without touching the sides. After the race, go to retry. When the light turns green, a ghost will appear. Race him and see who wins.
Mm-hmm. All right. Racing ghosts. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Had a good time tonight.
Yeah.
Had a good time. Enjoyed making a podcast with everybody here. I've got an important question for you. Mm-hmm. If you were to get this game, I don't know, a kind of beard, maybe a beard, what kind of beard would you get this game? What kind of game would you give this beard?
When I think about Mario Kart, I think, you think about friends. Think about playing either racing with your friends or the competitive multiplayer.
Think of Ross and Rachel.
Ross, yeah. Or I should address the retraction. Brandon.
Retraction?
I know. I should make a partial retraction.
What's this all about?
When I got here tonight, I was reminded of think about the shows that I listened to here and there. And I listened to one recently that was Tyler talking about a gift I had gotten. What do you call her?
Virginity Thief Taryn.
Virginity Thief Taryn Landon. Oh, do you say her last name?
Yeah, she's been on. She's
what fine. Episode was that? Do you remember? Was that her interview that we talked about that?
It was an interview.
And I was got her for a Christmas present, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. A framed photo of Ross and Rachel kissing. And on the episode, Tyler goes, yeah, that was totally my idea. I gave it to Brandon. I totally told him to do that. And he did not. Everyone knew that Friends is her favorite show.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think that...
Yeah, see what the favorite scene was. So it was not my complete idea. Yeah. Like, hey, you should hear this Friends thing and then she'll suck your dick. Yeah. No, it was more like...
I know how to get my dick sucked.
Why'd you lie, Tyler?
Can you tell me how you
I
do
was
that?
Mistaken.
Put it in the show notes.
I really want to know what that link's going to be.
Man, I would really have to see like an ASMR video of like Brandon giving sex advice.
What is that?
ASMR, like it's a thing like normally when you hear like certain sounds, maybe you've had like that tingling in your head or in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all about like what is it I think the McElroys talked about it because like remember that at the mall, those prong things they'd put on your head to massage your scalp?
Yeah.
And the kind of tingling feeling that gave you. Mm-hmm. Like some people can do that. Both hearing certain sounds or music or people talking.
Yeah. So some David D'Angelo and Neil Strauss shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, do you use drugs to do that?
yeah, I don't it's think got, it's got rupees.
Because I don't, I've never heard a sound where it's where I've like physically felt good. Maybe I'm listening to the wrong sound.
Because Meg has it. So Meg like
it's a thing. Like mm-hmm. it's like a like you either have it or you don't have it.
I don't know about those guidelines. I imagine maybe some people probably. Because I know that there's a subreddit for it. People always posting their triggers, like all these YouTube videos and stuff like that, that made them get it. So maybe it'll be your trigger as well.
Hmm. Okay, I know what I'm doing tonight. Gonna watch all those. Listen to all that.
But Mario Kart, I think of friends. I think of, like, you know, Unity. So I've got two beards. Two beards for Mario Kart.
Two friendly beards.
One is the long, full, flaming orange beard of Blake Woods.
Oathbreaker.
Oathbreaker.
Blake he's still got a little time to get us to a million Facebook likes.
And the other beard being the sort of the full and bristling dark Durgar-ish beard of Phil Hawkins.
Okay. Why is that? Just because they're two different beards?
They're two. They encompass the full scope.
The beards are holding hands.
they're woven. They're woven in together.
Like they're braided together.
Because does Phil have a title?
Probably.
Probably does.
Yeah, probably.
We should know what that is.
I mean, maybe. We kind of gave up on titles, right? That's like seriously fallen off. Like, that used to be like a big thing of ours. And now we just don't give a shit.
I need a master list. I need a master list so I know.
We just not. His son has a title.
Uh-huh. Harold Arthur. Yep.
But I don't know about him.
I know he's left us several five-star reviews. Like he's. Oh, yeah. He's that, so like.
Oh, he's a great listener.
Legendary, legendary hype listener, Phil Hawkins.
He's hype man, Phil Hawkins.
Phil the Forgotten. Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Those are some beards, man. Those are some beards. Mm-hmm. If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, mm-hmm. what kind of glasses do you think you would give it?
Likewise, I have two endearing, friendly pairs of glasses. One being the well-constructed glasses that can see musical notes of Troubadour Sam of Megalixir.
Okay. What, synesthesia? Is that what that's called?
Sure.
You can feel or different senses come in different ways. Like instead of seeing something, you hear it. Like, man, that wall sounds blue, dude.
It's called being high as fuck.
Yeah.
Somebody had that hero. Is that not what I said? And the other pair of glasses being the charisma boosting salesman glasses of Lord Mike of Purdue.
All right. I like this. I like these beers and glasses. Yeah. I think that should be, that's like the best incentive to listen to our show mm-hmm. is that your facial shit might be a thing on our show.
As long as it's having a beard or wearing glasses.
Well, we've taken some liberties with the beards and glasses. So
well, what?
So I don't think,
I don't
think you've got to have one of those.
I don't make bullshit weird associations with beards and glasses.
Because it could be like, I don't know, the pizza sauce stain around your mouth is a beard or something like that. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've got another question for you.
Yeah.
This one I think is the most important. Mm-hmm. What I want to know is how much is this game on Amazon? So what I want to know is how much can you buy this right now on Amazon used? How much is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Price is Right Rules and I'll
prices,
go first.
Price is Right Rules. You go first.
Sold 9 million copies.
It sold 9 million copies.
Can't be too hard to come across. So I'm going to say... $8.50.
$8.50. Mm-hmm. All right, Brandon, how much do you think this game is used on Amazon today?
Yeah, I think he's pretty spot on. Was it also part of like a bundle that you could get for Super Nintendo?
I don't know if they bundled it in with a console or anything like that.
I'll go with $9.
Okay, $8.50, $9 from Brandon. John, what do you think? Super Mario Kart.
I'm going to go high and say $12.
Going $12, $12 right. from John Turley.
Amanda, you want to throw in?
You got a guess, Amanda? $6.50. Actual retail value. Super Mario Kart for the Super Nintendo on Amazon used at the time of this recording is $28.94. John Turley, you take it.
Wow.
Did not expect 28 that.
$28.
I've got these three red balloons that I'm going to give you. Just tie them around your waist. I will tie these three blue balloons around me, and we will smash together until one of us has no balloons left.
Oh, we should find like pointed Nerf darts that we can try to pop.
No, we're just going to smash together. I'm sorry. Non-negotiable prize.
We're just going to lube up and just run into each other.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
We're going to line up two side-by-side Crocodile Miles, lube up real good, and then just slam into each other as you slide down the Crocodile Mile.
Game's going to take a lot longer, but it's going to be worth it. Also, we're naked. Anyone have a guess how much this game is new on Amazon? This is just for funsies. We don't have to do this game show style.
Yeah, a lot. $250, maybe?
$250? $230. So really super close to $250.
Yeah.
So if you've got that just chilling in your closet in cellophane, I don't know, sell it.
Pull it out, play it for a little while, sell it.
No, definitely don't do that. Unless you want to get $23 for it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Do you think it's worth it?
Are people buying it for that much, though? Like,
who knows?
Probably not.
I'd be interested to look at eBay and see like recent completed sales, like how much people are actually paying for that. Because you can see shit where there's like one available on Amazon.
Right.
It's like, of course you're going to list
$10,000.
Yeah.
How long has that been up there? I don't know. When do they make Amazon?
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was awesome. John's getting his jacket on. You're ready to get the fuck out, huh?
No, I'm just kind of cold.
Oh, man, I'm burning up in here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll come back for Christmas if we can do a like an Apex reunion show.
Fuck yeah.
Unlike this one?
You know.
No, I mean...
So you just want me to leave and somebody else comes on right next?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do Apex cast.
All right, yeah. I know we can get Frank.
You're basically our employee.
I was there. I saw everybody at Apex when you brought me there to show off how awesome your workplace was. Whenever you would get grounded and then be like, I'll just stay at work. It's fine.
Oh, yeah? You'd pull that? I love it. Oh, man, I didn't tell the story about – I don't think I've told the story on the show about like when you first started working there on Sundays. And for some reason, I managed Sundays. As a 16-year-old kid. I mean, we didn't get a lot of calls on Sundays, but still, I was a 16-year-old kid. I remember when you first started working there, Brandon, I think we started work at like 10 o'clock, and what I'd always do is like on Saturday night, I would stay up there so late playing Ultima Online and Quake 2 Rail Arena and like all this shit, all this wonderful, wonderful shit. And it would stay up to like 4 a.m, and then I'd go to sleep on my boss's couch in his office. And then I would wake up at 10, clock in, and go to work. I remember your first day, Brandon, I think it was a Sunday. It was like, at least it was your first Sunday. And right. I remember like, I was there and Frankel was there on the other couch sleeping. And like, we both way overslept, like way overslept. And like, Frankel woke up and he's like, "Oh, dude, we're supposed to be at work." And I kind of laughed because I'm like, well, we're at work. Let's face it. It's just the time clock's just right down the hall. And I remember going and clocking in. And then there you were outside. just standing outside, just waiting to come in. And then I remember opening the door and you'd be like, "Are we working today?"
I was like, "Oh, so this is how it's going to be."
Oh, this place is really awesome. Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, man, sorry, we were sleeping."
Because what was it? Like your mom had like busted you with like a beer or something like that and grounded you for like months on end. And you could have given a shit less because you just volunteered to go to work all the time. And it was just like as if nothing had ever happened.
Independence.
Yeah. Yeah, she called out work and said, "You do not stay and play Quake after work. You come to work."
But I was jealous. I was washing dishes at Chong's while you guys were playing Quake and Ultima Online and Diablo 2.
I paid my dues. I was a mug boy at the Country Castle for a while before I got the job at Apex.
I bused tables at Olive Garden, and it was the best job I've ever had.
Although, see, I'm just always thankful of, like, working there kind of got Brandon on board with video games and things like that. Because I remember, like, the first time I'd ever heard him passionately just, like, video games was you guys playing Diablo 2 together. And even like he would tell me about Diablo 2 to the point, like even I would zone out to him talking about putting together a perfect skull and your socketed something and then the barbarian and the two weapons.
We all had the beta until I had no idea what we're
So we're like in a pew at church and I'm just like nodding along, just like, I'm glad you're playing a video game.
Well, I had to put up with your fucking pages and pages of made up swords for the, you know, plenty of Sundays. So
you made them up and Josh drew them. That's a little bit of both.
We would work on the backstories for the swords together.
Sounds like a real friend situation we got here.
The Excel spreadsheets for all the swords and the characters and yeah.
Holy shit.
Do you have that?
Somewhere I do have printouts.
Man, we gotta get that.
I would love to see that again and have Dave create a really nice print of it.
Oh yeah, we can do like a poster or something. Yeah. I'm down.
Josh found like about 20 pages of that old spreadsheet somewhere. Because I remember I'd have like the Lego the character's name and then their like helm, armor, accessory, weapon, like then all the like this Street Fighter type stats to like blood type, height, weight for every like, and over the course of however long Josh and I played Legos, like way too long, like we had hundreds of characters and all their stats and stuff like that.
So. We need to make this poster reality. I like that idea a lot.
Anybody got anything else?
Nope. I hope we did okay. I hope you guys like this Mario Kart episode. Mm-hmm.
It's fun. Play it.
Definitely.
If you do like the show, leave a 5-star review. Wait, we don't do that yet.
You can do it for me.
That's great. Okay.
Go for it. I love it.
If you do like the show, leave a 5-star review. Also, hey, we'll be your emergency contact. You know, whatever you want. Maybe we'll say your name on the show. Maybe we'll do whatever you want.
Because you're getting slower, like it's getting sexier. Don't you fucking dick suck? Don't you fucking live by the of you?
Maybe well, suck you my to... dick.
Oh, so that's how you do it.
I've been doing it all wrong.
I know how to get my dick sucked. You leave a 5-star review. But we do like iTunes reviews, 5-star written reviews on iTunes. So if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want for an episode, include those in your 5-star review and we will get to that.
Eventually. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, man, we are going to be back. We're going to be talking about all kinds of shit. You're going to love it. It's going to be like the best. You're like, forget about Mondays and Wednesdays from here on out, man. You're just set. You're never going to have a bad Monday or Wednesday again. I promise. I guarantee it. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. You can find us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. A lot of cool people there are doing a lot of cool shit. If you got a comment about the show, that's a good place to leave it because we do see all those. And by we, I mean Tyler. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome. I realize that. Thank you for everybody who's retweeting and tweeting at us. I really do appreciate it. And actually, I do read all the tweets. So it's not like you're just throwing it into the void of the internet. A human being is on the other side. A human being.
Deep cut.
You can call us if you want. 270-883-2555. 10-digit dialing. We're all into that shit. It's cool. Leave us a voicemail. Keep it under 3 minutes. And we love questions. Questions are perfect. Anything video game related, Golden Girls related, Ninja Turtles related, pornography related. And then maybe some journey questions where when Brandon comes back from Christmas, he can answer all your journey related
questions. See if we can stump Brandon with journey trivia.
I doubt it.
Good luck.
I doubt it.
No.
That's all I got, man.
So, John, our theme song.
I think it's Moves. I can't remember who it's by.
Well, Brandon, can you help him out? You
know, I believe it's Sycamore Drive.
That's right.
Yeah. Look at that.
I listen to the show.
I do. I like that. I could tell when you started listening because, like, when you were in Japan, I loved the message you sent me. You were like, I'm working out in a Japanese gym listening to Tadpog, and I'm cracking up, and all these Japanese people are looking at me.
Oh, well. I was chatting with you a lot that night. I was really drunk too.
I could tell something was up. It was pretty cool.
You were working.
I was
out
playing
drunk.
You songs with the dial tones of my phone.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Because I referenced Short Circuit 2, Help Me Rhonda, and you did it. You did it and sent it to me, and I was like, "That's pretty fucking good." You said at night. I was getting those at work, which was great.
Right.
Because yeah. I was like, I wasn't doing anything today anyway. Let's listen to Brandon play popular songs from the 80s on dial tones.
So I guess since Brandon's here and he brought this to us, we need to try to emulate it as close to the original Brandon as possible.
Okay.
That sound good?
As we're doing Brandon or we're doing the homeless man? Or Brandon doing the homeless
man? I guess
man.
I'll do Brandon doing the homeless man.
All right, cool.
So until next time.
Motherfuckers.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Feel like coin out all those Trishas and we're ready to roll.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And those other words.
Yep.
You were like, yeah, that was totally my idea. I gave that up.
You did not! You fucking did
bring
not!
Bring that up.
You asked me about what
there's
episode
your stinger.
Was.
Okay, yeah. You were like, wasn't like you gave me the idea. Like, oh, thanks, Tyler. I'm going to do that. Killing it.
Because you're like, what's her favorite part of Friends? And I told you.
Please okay. Bring that up when we record.
I'll retract that on this episode. All
right, don't let him trick you into thinking he's not recording right now.
Oh, yeah, we're rolling.
I have gotten burned on the stinger so many fucking times. I'm just like, God damn it, they were recording then?
Pro tip, man, when I put these are on, we are fucking recording.
You guys are smart.